Iranian diplomats return home after Canada's unilateral action of shutting down the Iranian embassy. Iran's former chargé d'affaires in Canada, Qambiz Sheikh Hassani, discussed the effects of this behavior for Iranians who would need consular assistance in the future.
Unfortunately, as a result of this unilateral, irresponsible behavior by the Harper government, the sizable Iranian majority community in Canada are now very angry. They are deprived of consular services.
On September 7th, Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird announced Ottawa is suspending all diplomatic relations with Iran, closing its embassy in Tehran. He claimed Canada views the government of Iran as the most significant threat to global peace and security in the world today. A question which comes to mind is that Iran didn't pose any threat to the security of Canada, nor did it violate the laws of the country. So why such a move? Or is this a deeper-rooted issue? Mr. Sheikh Hassani cites its pressure brought on by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I think that one of the issues which angers those who oppose Iran is Iran's resilience and our success in defeating what they are trying to pressure against us. We have made excellent progress in the last 33 years, while enormous pressure has been applied on Iran. I think the more pressure, the sign that we are more successful.
Another important question is what has triggered Netanyahu to make such a request. Recently, Israel has been increasing its war rhetoric of attacking Iran over Tehran's peaceful nuclear energy program. Government officials believe the success of the 16th Non-Aligned Movement Summit held a couple of weeks ago in Tehran has outraged Netanyahu.
About the NAM, of course, we were congratulated by many for excellent arrangement we made for the NAM summit, and the presidency to Iran for 3 years is very important. I'm sure that this is a great success for the Iranian nation, and the opponents, they don't like it.
He also believes another reason for the shutting down of the Iranian embassy is Iran's relentless push for the right of having nuclear energy.
If we want to talk about nuclear issue, Iran has a definite right to enjoy nuclear technology. And according to the NPT, it is an inalienable right of all countries, member countries, to enjoy peaceful nuclear energy. Iran is a member, is a committed member, is a member, has obeyed all the safeguard agreements, so it is a right. But those who didn't want to allow Iran to have this technology, they have failed and they are angry.
In addition, Mr. Sheikh Hassani also discussed Iran's support for Syria as another reason for having the embassy shut down.
Many experts believe that the recent move by Canada to shut down the Iranian embassy was due to the successful 16th Non-Aligned Movement Summit held in Tehran, which is strongly rejected by Israel, Iran's support of Syria, and Iran's right to want to pursue safe nuclear energy power for its country. Amir Hossein Eskandar, Press TV. Tehran.